This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry, and we thank you so much for listening. Donald Trump, the president-elect of the United States, says more than 2 million people voted illegally in the presidential election. He said there's serious voter fraud in Virginia, New Hampshire, and California. There's no evidence for any of this aside from a conspiracy theory on the internet. But it sounds like the person who won the election by less than 100,000 votes across four swing states would like a recount. Of course, Donald Trump does not want a recount, but that isn't stopping false claims from undermining the integrity of an election that he won. Nevertheless, today, election officials in Wisconsin meet to come up with a timeline for a recount of that state's presidential vote. The Clinton campaign agreed to participate in a vote recount that was spearheaded by Green Party candidate Jill Stein. That request was approved in Wisconsin. Michigan and Pennsylvania could join in later on. Purvi Vora is a professor of computer science at George Washington University. She says the recount in Wisconsin or other states isn't about changing the outcome so much as it's about assuring voter integrity and confidence.
It's not enough to say, oh, the voting system said this, let's get on with our lives. It's this is what the voting system says, and now I have some evidence that was verified by voters, and that's durable and has been securely stored for the purpose of examination. And we treat our democracy seriously. We treat the outcome of our election seriously. And so we are going to examine the votes. We don't want to send a message to the world that technology decides our elections. Our voters decide our elections. And that's a very strong message we want to send. It's not about changing the outcome. It's that we take our elections seriously. We are a rational country, scientifically advanced. We take our democracy seriously. And this is what science says, in the interests of the outcomes today and in the future, we will audit our elections. I think that's what it's about.
You know, Purvi Vora, it seems like we have these two different groups of people ever since the election. We have the computer scientists, people like you, who say the science doesn't lie. Audits should always be performed. Let's deal with this rationally. You have the election watchers and professional vote counters and analysts who've gone back into the voting results, let's say in Wisconsin, and have said, everybody relax. This has nothing to do with hacking. Differences in education and race and voter patterns fully explain why voting patterns were different between computerized ballots and paper ballots. It's because of the voters, not because of hacking, and you're all being stupid.
Statistical patterns are not evidence, right? So the statistics could be different, and you could still have a good election, or the statistics might be the same, and you have a bad election. Because looking at this, you know, at polls and looking at statistical patterns in the ballots is not the same in the outcomes is not the same as looking at the ballots. The ballots are the evidence. Now, you know, it's possible that you might have a very different election from what was expected and that it's the will of the voters. You might have the same election as last year and may not be the will of the voters. And so it's not really so much about patterns and stuff. That is not really looking at the evidence, and that's besides the point. I don't think we should have to look at that and explain the statistical irregularities or irregularities or whatever. We should actually be looking at the evidence. That's the ballots. You know, it's not about patterns in the data. And so I think that claim was part of an article, but it wasn't made by, for example, Professor Holloman, who is a specialist in security of voting machines. So it's really not, I think that's a distraction, the statistical pattern and whether it's supported by demographics and education level and so on. And actually what the ballots say, because I think what the ballots say is more important. And the ballots may support strange statistics and they may support decent, regular, run-of-the-mill statistics, you know. And that we can only know if we look at the ballots.
A recount of the presidential election will proceed in Wisconsin and maybe in other states like Ohio and Pennsylvania as well. But a growing number of computer scientists and data professionals like Professor Purvi Vora are calling for regular audits of the election system to verify that they have integrity. Purvi Vora is professor of computer science at George Washington University. Professor, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.